ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
200 years ago today, in a theatre in Vienna, the world of Western music changed forever when this choral symphony was performed in public for the very first time. It is rousing, isn't it? That, of course, is Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, his final symphony. It had been 12 years between symphonies by the time this one came along. It's described by many as his greatest work. Megan Burslem is the presenter of Breakfast on ABC Classic FM. She's wandered across the corridor into the studio.
All of the four steps.
Don't claim travel allowance for that commute this morning. What do you love about Beethoven's Ninth?
It's uniting. It's all about coming together and celebrating humanity and being together. It's an ode to joy. And that joy for Beethoven was the togetherness of humans. And so for me, it's that, yeah, coming together. And it's liberating. It's rousing. It's the music that you just go, oh, I'm really living when you listen to it. And for me, it's a work that every time I hear it, it's like I'm hearing it with new ears. And that, I think, is the magic of Beethoven. He can write in a way that you're always discovering something new.
And the context of it makes it even more powerful, because at that time, particularly in Vienna, that was a very repressive environment, you know, often described as a police state. So to be putting this rousing poem about freedom to music, there was some daring in that as well.
Absolute daring. And what Beethoven was doing was new. It was so experimental. I think that's the thing we often forget when we hear music like this, is for the time, this was, audience was like, I don't know how to digest this. It's the brand new sounds that he's bringing. And he was also knowing that he was toward the end of his life, perhaps, and he was letting it all out. He was deaf, completely deaf by this time. And so he's just saying, can we just get a grip and look at each other and say, we are happiest when we're together. We're happiest when we're not arguing, not fighting, not at war. So it's a incredible statement, I think, that he made to say, let's just stop mucking around here, shall we?
And I've seen an account of this concert that it received this incredible ovation, but of course he couldn't hear it. Someone had to tap him on the shoulder to get him to turn around to see the reaction, which kind of takes your breath
away.
Yeah, both
of us, over a little bit. You know, I get really teary with this story because, you know, Beethoven, he was around 26 years old when he first started to notice that he was losing his hearing, and by 40 he was almost completely deaf. So by the time it came to writing his Ninth, you know, he'd been struggling for this for decades. But he really wanted to be there and conduct and be present. So they hired a conductor to lead the performance, and Beethoven was next to him, kind of conducting along with the tempos and wanting to kind of be across the tempo changes and wanting to really direct, but he couldn't because he was deaf. And then because this was such a triumph and such a remarkable performance, this premiere, the audience just burst into applause, but he was still beating along and still conducting. And I think when the soprano, who was at the premiere and performing, she walked over and took him by the shoulders and spun him around to show how much love and appreciation the audience had for his work. Apparently what happened was that everyone was just screaming by that time because they wanted him to see how much they loved him and appreciated him. Very moving.
And it's also, it does have a great connection with nature as well. We know he wasn't a religious man, but his reverence for nature was very, very strong. The joy in that as well, the
Absolutely.
Togetherness in that.
And I think that's a real magic about Beethoven, is that he cared so deeply about so much that he did. He cared about politics so deeply, very political man. He cared about nature. He cared about people being together, and that comes out in his music. But also what we feel, I think, in his music is that want to connect and look beyond. I mean, you know, he's literally kind of saying with these words that we are together, but there is something more and we need to be aware of that.
And I understand that at that time, this is an extraordinary piece of work, but getting an orchestra together at that time was really difficult. So, and this was a difficult work. The stress leading up to this performance must have been extraordinary because there weren't standing orchestras. They would gather them together.
Absolutely. And it was all about really the composer at this time. And there was a real shift in Vienna. It became about this Italian, you know, rather than music that Beethoven perhaps was writing, but it was all about Italy and this Italian opera. And, you know, so there were big shifts happening, and Beethoven was a little bit, you know, wary perhaps of premiering this in Vienna. He was actually commissioned to write this in London and premiere in London, but he was too unwell to get there. So he was quite dubious about, you know, what it meant to premiere this in Vienna. But of course, you know, we know that it was a huge success. But yeah, I think the admin around orchestras and getting a concert together at the time was a lot. It was big.
Just finally, how do you reflect on the personal determination, vulnerability and courage of not only, it's not that he lost his hearing suddenly, but to have it deteriorate over his career? It must have been excruciating, and yet he found a way to push through.
He did, and he found a way to push through time and time again. And we can really hear the grief that he was dealing with over the decades in his music and how he coped with it. He never gave up. He always was trying to find ways to hear. He would invent contraptions to hear vibrations and feel vibrations between his mouth and a wooden rod to his piano so that he could feel what he was doing on the piano. It's well documented that he would ruin a lot of pianos because of how hard he'd play them so that he could hear it. Mm. But I really feel that what he gave us was not only the music that we're now left with in this wonderful gift of so many works that Beethoven composed, but we're given a message that says you can do it no matter what comes your way, no matter what life gives you and what you're dealt. You can still be your authentic self, and you can still write, and you can still give to the world around you. And I think that's the real magic of Beethoven.
Megan, it's been a pleasure. Through the magic of radio, I better let you get back to your studio
so
it doesn't go silent.
Thanks for having me.
Lovely to talk to you. Thank you. That's Megan Bersom there, the presenter of Breakfast on ABC Classic. Today is the 200th anniversary of the first public performance of Beethoven's extraordinary Ninth Symphony.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.